Hello, respected viewers. Hello, everybody. Privit, respected viewers. Yak, Slava Ukraine, Heroev Slava. So this is about Vyshivanka Day, I hope I pronounced it correctly, celebrating Ukrainian culture. Look at all their folk traditions, and particularly wearing a Vyshivanka, which is an embroidered shirt, a considered Ukrainian national costume, dresses, I think, skirts as well. Also worn in Belarus, so something distinctively Ukrainian. There's another well-known symbol, which is the pisanka, which is the colorful painted eggs at Easter time. It's not a public holiday, but people often wear these so-called Ukrainian shirts to school or work or whatever. And it really spread when Lesya Boryuk, a woman who was an undergraduate at Chernivtsi University, started it in 2006. It's in Western Ukraine, one of the more distinctive Ukrainian areas of the country, which is partly under Austro-Hungarian rule under the end of the First World War. So they all wore it. It began very informally, so it's not a state thing. And then it really took off like wildfire. Thousands of people are gathering these, are giving Vyshivankas to soldiers who are defending Ukrainian democracy and so on. So all around the world, people are doing this kind of thing. And President Viktor Yanukovych, he joined this embroidered shirt day in 2010. Many civil servants, bus drivers, taxi drivers, and so on are doing that. So it's something which is marvelous about Ukrainian culture, that dance is at the Hopak or whatever. Okay, so their language rather than the Russian language, celebrating their collective individuality, special dolls, poesy, literature of all kinds, music. I've only been to Ukraine once. That was only about 3 days. That was back in 2007. I'd like to go again. I've considered even going during the war to get some really good footage. And I thought, cross the border, have to go to Rzeszów in Poland, the nearest place you can fly. But from there to Lviv, only about an hour by bus. How long does it take at the border? An hour or two, then on to Lviv, another couple of hours. And get some footage there, go to Kiev. Well, I only go in the summer because in the winter there might be no heating because of Russia trying to take out the electric grid. But I thought, well, there's no point in taking this risk. If you're in Kiev, what's the point? What's the chance you're going to get killed each night? About one in a million. Chance you're going to get wounded is about one in 100,000. Now, stay for 10 nights is getting out to about one in 10,000. That's a bit too close for comfort. There's absolutely no need for me to take this risk. And I saw a very intrepid Australia to cross the border into Ukraine that May 2022, less than 3 months after the war had begun. So they stopped at the border, questioned for an hour, a phone call to Kiev, his permission to proceed or not. He could be a Russian agent. But anyway, Ukraine needed all the money it could get, someone coming in and spending money. I know it's a drop of the ocean, all the publicity you could get and so forth. And I thought, if I went to Ukraine to film and talk about it, would I even go to the police and say, hello, this is me, here's my passport, this is what I'm doing, I'm a YouTuber, just in case you didn't think it's suspicious. Although the Ukrainian spoke to said, it actually seems more suspicious if you do that, like you've got a guilty conscience or something like that. So Ukraine is a nation. Now, if Ukraine wished to unite with Russia, I wouldn't object. I wouldn't be trying to stop them, but they don't. And they had a referendum in 1991 to they want independence, and they did. And okay, people say, but that was leaving the Soviet Union, not Russia. Whereas Russia never hesitates to remind us it's the chief successor state of the Soviet Union, and sort of 80% of the Soviet territory was the Russian Federation, as well as 50% of its population. They definitely voted for independence. They got it and the Belavezha Accords. And there's some commonality between them and Russia, but it gives Russia absolutely no right to control a single millimeter of Ukraine to dictate Ukraine's internal policies. Russia fiercely guards its own independence to decide its own policies, and therefore behoves them to respect Ukraine's right to pursue its own policies, plow its own furrow. That's it. So Ukraine, if they wanted to speak Russian as well, that's fine. There's no reason they'd be part of Russia. If they wanted to celebrate Russian culture too, I mean, I would stand in their way, but increasingly they don't, because if they practice any Russian culture, Putin will use this as a casus belli somehow. So that's it. Ukraine is distinctive. Ukraine is unique. And of course, like all countries, it received memes. It transmits memes. Countries are not hermetically sealed from each other. There's always a conversation going on. There's always things are all sort of transplanted, cross-fertilizing cultures and stuff like that. I don't try and draw these sharp distinctions. So I'm happy to draw upon other cultures, to learn from them, to appropriate, as people sometimes think. I don't think it's misappropriating. What say you? And one of my Russian pupils years ago, well, actually, it's half Azerbaijani, half Canadian, but in Moscow, and he's wearing a Ukrainian shirt to school one day in Russia to celebrate, was even Defenders of the Father's Land Day, because obviously the Russians borrowed heavily from Ukrainian culture. Of course, Kyiv was the first capital of Russia, Kyiv and Rus, and that's where Volodymyr, or Vladimir, as the Russians call him, he adopted Christianity, being baptized in the river Dnieper, having received those missionaries from Islam, Judaism, Orthodox Christianity, Catholic Christianity. He opted for Orthodox Christianity on the ground. It was the least burdensome, didn't have such long fasts. Well, actually, you know, post-Pascha and post-Rosh Hashanah, you think, are quite onerous. What say you? Okay, so I need to learn so much more about Ukrainian culture. Can't wait to go. Well, why don't I just go there after the war? Okay, no need to take the risk right now. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallan790.com. Goodbye.